On Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, K. Michelle is a singer struggling to get back to the national scene. She was out for a little while, but then had to walk away because she had some issues with Memphis, where he abused her and really put her name down in the mud, like really talk bad about her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
she was touring here with R. Kelly for a while. She actually came here to Columbus and performed and opened for R. Kelly.
I remember
the last
that.
Last time he was here.
I remember that. Well, she's back on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. She's absolutely funny.
She is.
We got her on the line. Good morning, K. Michelle. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Girl, you are a full-blown comedian.
You have me cracking up, I'm telling you, every week. We love you.
Oh, thank y'all.
So do you and Carly really have a hate relationship like that?
I don't hate anyone, but I strongly dislike her.
Let me ask you this. She keeps talking about being in the industry and everything like that, but it comes out that she says she was a Cash Money, but Mac Maine said that she ain't signed to Cash Money. How do you feel about her lying on national TV about being in the industry when you've worked hard to get to where you were at?
Just really ridiculous. Like, she's a constant liar. Like, she will lie about the color of her panties. It's that bad. Like, hey, I know everybody has their role on the show, and I understand that hers is to be the clown. But it's good. She's just done too much. Just really, like, she's honestly, I'm not lying. Like, the girl is super, super old. And I think this is just her last shot. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing else she can do. No, you know, maybe no education or anything to fall back on. So she really goes ham just trying to, you know, just do something on TV. And as you probably saw in the episode last night, I don't take her serious. So I'm going to always crack jokes. I can't have a woman-to-woman conversation with a bird. I can't.
I also saw on Twitter that, you know, you were saying, or on the show, actually, you were talking about how you've been through too much. And have you talked to Memphis at all? I've seen him kind of go at you, kind of subtweeting you on Twitter, and you kind of going back at him like, thank God they don't repossess, you know, teeth and boobs.
Well, I'm always going to laugh about that. That was a dark place in my life. I feel like once I told my story, the story wasn't to bash him. So it wasn't necessary for me to go back and forth, like, directly. Like, you know, when the media, when they're at you and everybody's coming at you, I think the best way to deal with it is to basically ignore it at the same time. But I embrace a lot of things with laughter because I think a lot of my life has been spent crying. So now I just say, you know what, you got to crack jokes and laugh about some things. I have not spoken with him. I don't really plan on it, and I truly still don't wish him any bad. I'm just trying to deal with what I was left with, you know, of my life.
Right.
I'm trying to fix that.
Have you had any run-ins with Toya at all?
No, I haven't had any run-ins or anything with her. You know, I really have had a lot of respect for Toya, but when you start to bash me, you start to bash another woman that you've never seen, then you lose my respect.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And don't let her come and shake the table in front of you.
That's my only thing with that. I'm very proud of everything that she's accomplished, but the constant jabs and the talking bad about a woman that you've never seen in your life, or the it's okay to ride a dap for your man, but know what you're riding for.
That's true, because you have never said anything about her. You've only talked about him in that situation, and you never really said him.
And you never really addressed him.
Yeah.
So you spoke about your situation more than anything else.
You never talked about him. He just came forward. That's true.
Yeah, like a hit dog, a holler. In this situation, a hit dog Instagram. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, if singing doesn't work out for you, you definitely have a career as a comedian.
You could be
point
a comedian. You're funny.
Thank you.
Girl, I miss a lot of the things you say because I'm so busy laughing at home out loud. I can't even hear what you said next.
And it is so funny to watch the show back. I said from now on, I probably won't be watching it because it's so much to take in to watch it and then go out in the public and your life just comes Love & Hip Hop all of a sudden.
Kay Michelle, you're welcome back here anytime.
All right, thank you guys so much.
Check her out every Monday on VH1 at 8 p.m.